And today I'm going to be talking about this is worth my attention. Okay. This is worth my attention. All right. Luke 10:38. And it reads, as Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Okay. So this is Martha's house. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. Verse 40 reads, but Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here doing nothing? All right, he ain't say all that. Just sits here while I do all the work. Jesus, tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. All right, the word of God. This is worth my attention. I love this story because it's a very popular story. It's a very easy story to comprehend, but it's a very complicated and hard story to apply to our everyday life. Martha has a guest, Jesus and the disciples, coming into her home. So she's running around worried about all the details and preparation. And at some point in time, she said, hold on now. Why am I doing all of this by myself when I got my sister here and she's doing nothing? She's sitting at Jesus' feet. She's listening. She hasn't lifted up one finger to help me out. Now just look at our lives and how busy it is. We running around, y'all. And it's just not like it's something wrong with you. This is our society we live in today. When Paul talks about don't be conformed to this world and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, being conformed to this world looks like being busy 24/7. It's always running. It's always worrying. It's always working. It's nonstop. And that's what you see Martha here, nonstop, going, going, going. And then it's like, hold on now, why are you not doing what I'm doing? Why are you not moving how I'm moving? Why are you sitting down doing nothing? So Martha was like, Jesus, you need to tell her to come help me. No, have you ever done that before? Now, Jesus, I know you told me to do this, but Jesus, you need to tell them to do something. And Jesus said to her, I love Jesus. Look what he said. You worry about all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Now, imagine you had all your worries on the screen. Everything you're concerned about, everything you're busy with, everything. You got a list of them. It filled up the screen. And Jesus said, out of all those worries, there's one thing that's worth our attention. Everyone and everybody is fighting for attention. When you pick up, you know what social media is? It's an attention grabber. They have scientists, chemists, scientists in labs studying us like lab rats to see how they can keep our attention on the screen. They have scientists who study Netflix and Hulu. Once you open up the app, the whole design of it is to keep your attention on that screen. This is what you like. It's called an algorithm. We be thinking the algorithm, ooh, this is so good. My phone know me. It's a trap. They've studied you to the point where they know what you like and how you like it and when you like it so it can hold your attention. And Jesus is saying, there's one thing worth being concerned about, and Mary has discovered it. And what was that one thing? Sitting down, listening, and being with Jesus. One thing. not two, not three, not five. She found the one thing, sitting down and being with Jesus. We just watched a video. I'm not going to hash it over, but I really want you to think about, and my prayer is that the Holy Spirit speaks to you on what do we need to subtract out of our lives so we can actually sit down and spend time with Jesus. How can we slow down? How can we relax? Our world is so noisy. Like, I was driving here today, and I love listening to music. God said, turn off the music. You got your headphones in 24/7. You always listening to somebody, talking on the phone to somebody, sending voice memos. Like, when you going to be quiet and just listen? God be waking us up 2, 3 o'clock in the morning because that's the only time he could get your attention. Wow. It's the only time he like, I got to wake you up. It's the only time. We have no time where we're quiet. And this is what I love about this ministry. This is what we about to be on, y'all. Buckle up. Because while everybody, and this is no knock against any other ministries, but we have a lot of, everybody's running around doing stuff. Doing programs, doing this, doing that. I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that. But at some point, we cannot trade off doing ministry with sitting down being at the feet of Jesus. Martha is an image of doing ministry and serving. Doing this and doing that and doing that. Mary is sitting down at his feet listening to him. And Jesus said it won't be taken away from her. What does that mean? That means it was an invitation to Martha to stop preparing what you're preparing and come do what Mary's doing. Jesus said, I didn't come to eat. I didn't come to be served. I came to spend time with you and to be with you. And when we be with Jesus, I promise you, he's going to direct you to impact the world that's going to blow your mind. I promise you. And you see it in the book of Acts. They said they ain't go to school. They weren't trained. Who are these people? And the one thing they knew about these people, it was like, they've been with Jesus. That's the one thing that stood out. And that one fact alone can transform your life. So as we leave here today, it's worth us spending time with Jesus, slowing down and practicing, not getting it perfect, not doing it right all the time, not reading the whole Bible in 3 days. All right. Little by little, like he said, there are some things we can handle. We can stop cussing a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We can do that directly. Willpower. You know what I'm saying? There are some things we can put down that's in our reach. But there are some bigger things. It's not going to happen. And we need time to work on it. And we need to practice some of this stuff out of us. All right. And that's okay. You have the space and grace to do that here. All right. We're not looking for your perfection. We're looking for your progress. And this is not a competition. Yeah, I pray every day. Yeah, look at me. No, what's going to get kudos here and celebrate it is how we love one another, how we love our enemies, how we're being patient, how we're doing what God called us to do from a loving spot. That's what gets celebrated. So let me pray for you and we could dismiss. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you so much for this church family. Lord, I just want to take this time just to pray for all of these individuals, my brothers and sisters in you. God, I ask that you speak to them, Lord. We need your voice more than ever. God, you said your voice wasn't a shout. It wasn't in the wind or the fire. Lord, you said your voice wasn't, you know, all visible and charismatic. But you said your voice was in a still, small voice. So God, we ask that through your presence, you help us quiet our life and slow down, that we may hear you, experience your love, receive your love, and then give it away. God, we trust you with our spiritual formation. We trust that we are your beloved. We trust that we have eternal life in you. We trust, Lord God, that we are healed and delivered. We trust, Lord God, that every promise is yes and amen to us. It belongs to us. And that's all because of your son, Jesus. So God, we just want to say thank you. As we go throughout this week, we thank you for teaching us and showing us and using us in a mighty way to do meaningful ministry in our families, in our jobs, while we're at the grocery store, wherever our feet touch, Lord God. We thank you that your aroma, that your presence, Lord God, that your light will shine bright through us. And we will be able to say, I've been with Jesus. So, Lord, we love you and we thank you. And we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. And we thank you for this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all. And we'll see you next week. All right. Or Thursday online. Thursday. All right.